Yeah, it's been a great 2 weeks. We've kind of gotten over the team sickness that always kind of flies through the teams early on, and so hopefully we can get off to a good start once Saturday gets here. But yeah, it's been a good squad coming back. They have said they already feel like they're, you know, way ahead of it than they were last year, so that's good as me, as a coach, to hear that, but we're not taking 5 steps back, 2 steps forward like we were last year. So yeah, we're off to a good foot, and we've got a great incoming freshman class that want to shoot the ball, and that's what I need. We didn't have that last year, and so that's kind of exciting for our upcoming year to have some shooters coming up. Yeah.
Well, Coach, is just as far as getting the season started, just talk about how anxious the girls are to tip things off here tonight.
Yeah, exactly. They, you know, they're coming off of the state tournament and, you know, believing in themselves that, you know, it didn't look pretty in the beginning, but you know, they just keep working hard and trying to find that team chemistry is what we're trying to do again this year. Losing, we lost 5 seniors last year. That was a huge, you know, and all of them played. So now we've got some shoes to fill here. But the, you know, like I said, the freshman class has not been afraid to step in there, and they're not playing like freshmen, which is great for me to see. And we've got Marley Taylor and Maddie Martin, the guard position, coming back that have the experience, and Carly Collier, and they're doing a good job leading the team and getting people where they need to be. Even Kaylin Jamison, in practice, she's stepping up into that senior role. And so it's just really neat to see kind of players that were hesitant last year just kind of stepping up into a new position, and they're kind of taking initiative and really working hard in practice.
Yeah. Has the identity of the team changed? You mentioned the graduating senior class, or have they pretty much picked up and just kind of picked up where they left off last year as far as the scheme goes offensively, or have you had to change some things as a coaching staff?
Yeah, we've had to change. You know, last year we had a lot of posts and not a lot of guards, and now this year we have all guards and little posts. So it's kind of in like our post position. You know, I have a girl that usually plays, you know, I thought she would be a 3 or 2, and I'm looking at her being like, well, you're kind of like the next tallest, so I guess you're a 4 this year. I don't really know where people are fitting into the positions right now, because we're all the same height except for Marley Taylor. So it's been challenging trying to figure out where we are offensively in the right positions. But defensively, I'm not afraid. Like, that's what we, you know, really proud ourselves on last year. You know, that's how we pretty much went to state, is by, you know, keeping Maywood Hayes center to 18 points, you know. Right. So I, you know, with Marley in the middle and stuff, we're still going to be very strong defensively. But yeah, offensively, it's just kind of a new, a whole new set of objectives of like, where are we fitting in here height wise and but I think, like I said, we kind of picked up right where we left off, and so we're kind of being rolling into new offenses, which is nice, instead of trying to figure out what we should run. So it's kind of, yeah, it's been easier that way, but still a challenge.
what have you been most excited about in this 2 weeks of practice just seeing on the floor?
Yeah, I like they're running the floor well, and they're, you know, last year I was really pushing the transition game, and, you know, we have a lot of state runners and sprinters, and I just want us to get up and down the floor, pass the ball up the floor, and run some transition, especially with Marley coming down the lane at 6'2". You know, we can get her the ball, and I don't know who's going to stop her, really, but I know, Twin Loop last year, they did have some height, can't recall who graduated, but I know, you know, it's going to be... they're going to make us shoot outside, and that was a challenge for us last year. And so I know I've been really pushing to be aggressive shooting the ball this year. We got to put up more shots. And, you know, pretty much I said the floor is open. Whoever wants to shoot and score gets to play. So, you know, they're really going at it in the beginning here, showing me, you know, I want to play. I'm going to shoot the ball. We may miss, but, you know, I think more will go in than not, I'm hoping, as a coach, right?
Coach, what's the challenge of the season opener? You don't have a whole lot really to look at on film, you know, with graduations and things like that. You don't have a whole lot to scout and to prep for. Is it really just a let's play our game and see where the chips fall? How do you approach a season opener?
Yeah, exactly. I never go back and look at last year's film, because a whole team dynamic changes, you know, with the graduating class and incoming people. And so, yeah, it's, you know, I know Twin Loop usually plays a 2-3, but I never sit back and just, you know, assume that they will. So it's been tough, and with Thanksgiving falling in between, you know, the start of practice and your first game, you really only have 2 weeks. So the first week you're trying to get your skills down and, you know, put up some shots, get back into the scheme of things. But then you're like, man, I got to put some offenses in. So that's been the biggest challenge of preparing for a first game is like, oh, man, we're throwing in offenses and inbounds plays this week. And it's kind of like, all right, go out there and let's see how this turns out. But, yeah, like I said, I think in the beginning, it's like, let's just play basketball, see what kind of team we are. I don't really want to focus on them. I always preach and practice, don't be robots. So I'm excited to see how they kind of go out there and just play as a team, play some basketball, and, you know, get some shots up. That's really what I want to see this year is shots, and hopefully shots that fall.
Once again, Coach Beck Ray joining us here on the Grocery Cart pregame show. Coach, there's always a there's always emphasis on keeping and taking care of the basketball. But here in the early portion of the season, is there almost an added emphasis on that?
For sure, right? You know, just don't rush things just because you're freaking out. It's the first game, and it's definitely all about control. We're not really an offensive team that I want to throw the ball around for 2 minutes. We're not that type of team where, you know, we don't have basketball players that are, you know, 100% committed. You know, these girls play every sport all year round. And so that's definitely an emphasis is don't rush anything. But, you know, if you're open, take that open shot because it's going to turn into a turnover. You know, that's kind of what we were last year with a turnover team because nobody didn't know what position they were playing and they were scared to shoot. So, yeah, this year it's, you know, let's get it passed around a couple of times, but let's get the open shot when we got it. That's kind of our game plan.
Again, head coach Beck Ray joining us here on the Grocery Cart pregame show. Coach, as we approach tip-off here, let's quickly go to that coach's blackboard and draw us up some keys to a Lady Knight victory here today.
Yeah, I want our defense to be intense like it was last year and kind of pick up where we left off there. Like I said, we're not very offensively with a lot of plays set team like that, but I hope that if we can get some steals off of our defense and we run the floor that we, you know, we'll do better in that part of the game this year, get people out and running and finish on our layups. And on offense, just I want shots put up. So, yeah, but hopefully we can keep priding ourselves on our defense. That's kind of where we'll, I think our offense will hit off of our defensive steals this year.